Hit it, Danny.
Absolutely.
Yes, it would be amazing.
Actions will be taken.
It's your Toucher and Rich.
Big drinker.
Drunken Red Sox recap.
Like, he's good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's ask Horton if he can do 8:35 because it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
This is a 6-minuter, so I'm hearing it's good. So if we can ask Thornton if he can do 8:35. All right. Our Nicholas, young Nicholas with the broken heart, quite literally, is out at Fenway Park.
Nearly dead, Nick.
Yeah, he hasn't broken up with anyone. It's just his heart's broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His girl actually saved his life. How about that?
That's right.
All right, so he was out in front of Fenway Park. Is there anything we need to know, Rich?
Just that, you know, listen, it's a celebratory environment. They've won 100 games, and after yesterday it was 101. So what do you say we just go right out front, right over there near Lansdowne, and meet the people, shall we?
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can, but can you please let me back into the game, man?
I actually have no control of that.
Listen, my man, hold on. Let me ask my boy. Yo, come off for the game, man. I'm going to tell you right now. The Red Sox.
Yeah, my name is Nick from 98.5 Sports.
He is recording me, bro.
Wait, listen, you're going to record me. I am almost famous on Instagram. I've been with Fat Boy SSC. I've been on all of them.
Oh, Fat Boy SSC.
Huh.
Of course.
He's almost famous on Instagram, this gentleman. I just like how the first thing he goes is like, yeah, can you let me back in? What do you think, you were Bird?
How ridiculous. I can see that. It's like the people that guard Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
How could you possibly think that Nick could work for the team? For the security squad when the likes of Bird are involved?
For some reason, there's nothing that makes me laugh more than when people at the game just take me random Bird photos of him just standing there looking bewildered into the nothingness.
It's got to piss him off.
A little bit. Kind of like, bro. What he does here.
Wait, listen, you're going to record me. I am almost famous on Instagram. I've been with Fat Boy SSC. I've been on all of them. I've been off videos that have had 5 million views.
Let me ask him right now. Why is he not accepting personnel right now?
Okay, why is he not accepting? Okay, can you go to Instagram, please, and look up Fat Boy SSC?
No. He's been with Fat Boy SSC. I know this guy's Instagram. He mentions it a few times.
Okay, so who's Fat Boy SSC?
I have no idea. He's probably some like local rapper that he thinks is a big deal.
Okay, going by the very relevant Fat Boy name.
Right, he's the one who didn't beatbox.
Yeah, he's from the Disorderly.
Apparently I nailed it. He is like a local rapper.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
There you go.
All right.
So that would be a chameleon.
You can't, really kid, you got thrown out. You're done. They threw me out to wait you. You're done.
They did?
You're done. You're cut, kid. You're done.
They did? They really threw you out with me?
They gave you the...
They kind of threw you out.
They gave you the shaft. You're done.
So I can't flex for you and me, right?
You're done. He told him, you're done. Who got to flex you? You're done.
So you're with me, right? I mean, if you want...
Do you know Mark Tremelli?
I was going to ask the same question. I was going to ask the same question.
Yep. So you are a dick. You.
Hey, I remember you from St. Anthony's Feast.
You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
That's right. That's why there's a hole in it. Wow.
All the meatballs were gone.
Yeah. Not because people ate them. They disintegrated. He's in his recliner, zooming around. Mr. Jamelli, what do you think of these guys getting kicked out?
You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
All right, you're silly with this meatball talk, sir. All right, here we go.
I mean, if you want,
do you know Mark Jamelli?
Mark who?
Never mind. What's your name?
My name's Sexy Motherfucker Pesci on Instagram.
Talk to me about the Red Sox. How do you think they've been doing this season?
Mookie Betts, I love him. He can hit one out of the park.
Yeah.
He ain't no David Ortiz, but he's all right.
I gotta ask real quick. Is that really your accent?
That's how I talk. My father's from the North End.
Yes.
I'm from Medford. You can follow me on Instagram, Sexy Pesci. I'm trying to get big. Let me blow up. Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
Wow. You're the next Kardashian.
He's everywhere.
You're king of the world. If you're
three communities?
You want Malden and Everett?
Wow.
This is me standing on the street. This is me standing on another street. Hey, Lord.
No Revere in there?
That's right. Well, listen, now, don't go so far. Don't go so far.
You don't disrespect the king of Revere.
No.
Sorry,
no Revere. No. It goes Malden, Everett, maybe Revere after I get a couple more followers.
House parties everywhere.
Well, yeah. But let's not go crazy, okay?
Maku.
It's getting Mark who? My daddy's from the North End. So I talk like this. Follow me on Instagram. And
Sexy Pesci.
Sexy Pesci. And P-R-I-C-K. Prick.
Sexy Pesci.
Can we find his
Follow me on Instagram.
What a weird name. It's like Super Hot Roseanne. Sexy Pesci.
Well, he did marry that Angie Everhart. Follow me on Instagram. Just at Meatball Lover Recliner.
I sit on a recliner. What do you think about that?
Well, it's I sleep in a recliner.
Hey, put me on.
All right, so what happened tonight? Why are you leaving the game so early?
I'm only leaving the game because the attorneys of the game, when I mean attorneys, is what I mean is the money-wide players of the game.
That's right, it's a conspiracy. The reason I got kicked out of the game is the damn attorneys.
They're just standing out there with their notepads.
It was Goldstein and Claire. They got together and they said, get this kid out of there.
Oh, man, I shall not pass. I found his Instagram page. This is amazing.
How many followers?
Let me check. 3,000.
Not bad. He is famous in Everett and all those other towns.
There he is. Don't mess with that guy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let me see.
Ah, certainly got that.
I was hoping for a pinky ring. No pinky ring.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Attorneys of the game. When I mean attorneys is what I mean is the money-wide players of the game said I can't come. Because you know what? I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old. You know what that's been since? 2008 years old. All right.
You can't drink here.
It's the world's oldest man.
I have a time machine. It's at a feather bowling place in Revere.
I've been coming since the 2008
since he was 2008 years old.
Yeah.
I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old.
I invented
you know what that's
fire.
Been since? 2008 years old.
I invented the wheel. People were saying, hey, fat, whatever the hell my name
Sexy
is.
Sexy Pesci.
Sexy Pesci. How the hell you get around all that food? I said I made something. What was it? Don't worry about it. It's a wheel. Yabba dabba, screw you.
It's Andrew Dice Pesci from Malden.
Yeah.
Oh, the
let
great
me have
gazoo.
Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
Mr. Slate's a ball buster.
Hold on.
Oh.
Picture him in Edelman.
Nice.
I'm 2008 years old.
Jules go way back.
I put ribs on top of my car and it fell over at the drive-in. I'm 2008 years old. I have cave paintings of me and Edelman. I knew
the Jules go way back to the 2017 year.
He has a time machine, too. All right, we'll be right back with more of our good friend over there.
Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
It's T&R.
Heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
It's your Toucher and Rich
Big Drinker
Drunken Red Sox recap.
Like, he's good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All All right. Intern Nick was out at the Red Sox game talking to people. He ran into two people who had been kicked out of the game. Here's a quick review.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can, but can you please let me back into the game, man?
I actually have no control of that.
My man, hold on. Let me ask my boy. Yo, come off of it for the game, man. I'm going to tell you right now. The Red Sox.
Yeah, my name is Nick from 98.5 Sports.
He is recording me, bro.
Wait, listen, you're going to record me. I am almost famous on Instagram. I've been with Fatboy SSC. I've been on all of them. I've been off videos that I've had 5 million views.
Let me ask him right now. Why is he not accepting personnel right now?
You can't, really kid, you got thrown out. You're done. They threw me out too with you. You're done.
They did?
You're done. You're cut, kid. You're done.
They did? They really threw you out with me?
They gave you the...
They kind of threw you out.
They gave you the shaft. You're done.
So I can't flex for you and me, right?
You're done. He told him, you're done. Who got to fucking do? You're done.
So you're with me, right? I mean, if you want...
Do you know Mark Tremelli?
Mark who?
Never mind. What's your name?
My name's Sexy Motherfucker. Pesci on Instagram.
Talk to me about the Red Sox. How do you think they've been doing this season?
Mookie Betts, I love him. He can hit one out of the park.
Yeah.
He ain't no David Ortiz, but he's all right.
I got to ask real quick. Is that really your accent?
That's how I talk. My father's from the North End.
Yes.
I'm from Medford. You can follow me on Instagram, Sexy Pesci. I'm trying to get big. Let me blow up. Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
Hey, put me on.
All right. So what happened tonight? Why are you leaving the game so early?
I'm only leaving the game because the attorneys of the game, when I mean attorneys, is what I mean is the money-wide players of the game said I can't come. Because you know what? I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old. You know what that's been since? 2008 years old. All right?
All right, so that's where we left off. We found the guy's Instagram page, and Bert showed me the Pesci guy, Sexy Pesci, and he was doing a nip, like, without using his hands, and I go... That's Dr. McGillicuddy's. That's Doc McGillicuddy's. And sure enough, skaboom, that is Doc McGillicuddy. So they tape themselves. They look like normal guys, and they're taping themselves at the game. But then he does like a Kaepernick ad. And what was it? What's it say?
He's like, do what you will, but pay me my blanket money.
F what you believe in. Where's my MF money?
Yeah, and he's got like a trench coat
hashtag,
on it.
Hashtag just pay me.
And like in the first
and
thing
it's a car.
In this Instagram thing, in the first thing he's got, I'm getting a nice hot shave.
Right, like as you said, the beginning of the Untouchables.
Yeah, like I am like Capone.
Then there's the McGillicuddy shot. Then it's like his buddy from his Air Force buddy is in the next one. They're like, they're from Canada. What are they gonna do? The Blue Jays.
Yes. All right, so that's where we left off. We know that the one gentleman is 2008 years old. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, stop this. You can't drink here. Be quiet.
No.
Look at this. I'm trying to get big on the gram. You know what I'm saying? I've been a world star. I've been in the shade room. I've been everywhere.
The shade room?
What? I don't know what the shade room is.
I've been a world star.
The shade room in Everett. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've recorded many a street fight.
Yeah. World star. Look, here, I'm hitting my buddy with a baseball bat. World star, famous.
It doesn't matter. Well,
let me see your phone.
Kid, it don't matter.
Kid, I got raps. I got everything. You want to pull on the sports up?
It don't matter.
Hey, listen, you're going to see my Boston Sports video. Look at this. Look at my Boston Sports video. You're going to tell me you ain't going to put me on Boston Sports, or is it? Right here. Look at this. Boston Sports. They wouldn't even put me on.
Talk to me about the Red Sox winning 100 games. What do you think about that?
The Red Sox winning 100 games is a...
Hold on. He ain't talking to you. Let him talk to me. The Red Sox winning 100 games this year, that's 100% fact. We're going all the way. We're going to the series. And you know what? New York, the Yankees, they can suck our brajola.
I was only going to say that.
I looked it up. It's not a bad word.
Maku.
I like Maku? Taking photos in a trench coat with a cigar in my mouth.
I was kind of enjoying Andrew Dice Flintstone there before.
Oh, yeah. Wilma, make me dinner. Meatball stat. I am going to get a brontosaurus to grill.
Hickory Dickory Heel. My friend, he invented the wheel. Oh!
That's right. What are you working on? Shut up. You gotta move it with your feet. It's called a car.
All of a sudden, he's Bobby Valentine's friend.
I'm Valentine from prehistoric days.
Prehistoric Bobby Valentine?
Did you build a house? Did you build a house with your bare hands?
I fashioned a cave into a dwelling. I had hay that I put for bedding.
Bobby, what's that round thing you're putting on the bottom of that automobile? That'll never work.
It'll work. It will get our livestock from here to there.
Crazy.
Hey, why are you rubbing them sticks together? Don't worry about it. What's going on? You crazy? You gobbledygook? What's going on? I don't know what anything means. You're rubbing two sticks together. I'll tell you what I'm doing, stupid. Fire. I'm inventing fire. What are you doing? Sexy pesky. You're going to burn the whole town down. Not so fast. I am going to cut open the brontosaurus and give a steak.
Very good.
And then go, hey, go to caves over here in Jurassic Land, everywhere, and look at my paintings. I'm blowing up.
I've been on World Star Kid.
I'm trying to get big. Let me blow up.
I discovered a Star Kid.
Jesus.
Malden Revere, Medford.
Be careful, and you gotta worship the sun.
Prehistoric sexy Pesci.
That's right. What are you doing with the leather from the calf? Don't worry about it. But it's so long. It's called a trench coat. And I'm going to wear it.
So, how did you celebrate the 100 wins?
I went to the bar after. How can I say it?
Did you have
I cracked a bottle of Buka and I went crazy.
You raged?
Ew, a Zambuca?
A Buka.
Zambuca? Ew.
Oh, I'm just now getting that. That's what he's talking about? It's a Buka.
Buka.
Yeah. Ew. That's gross. Oh, that's making me sick. Some coffee beans in that get you throwing up.
Rage, yes. Kid. I was running the streets with my bloomers on.
Listen, Mookie Betts, he's going to take the Red Sox to another level, and they're going to win. No.
He
they're
says,
going to
this,
win.
Kid, it's f***ing the sports up.
Yeah, but still,
they love me. Hold on.
Mookie Betts is still going
to win. I f***ing listen to the sports.
My dad lives in the North End. Did you know that?
Who?
My dad.
Your father?
Yeah.
I never heard of him. What's your father's name?
Mark Ciamelli.
Mark who?
Mark Ciamelli.
My father's name's Ziggy.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, listen, my father's from the North End.
Mookie Betts is going to win. Listen, the Red Sox
are going to win. Kid, if you would have sent me 20 minutes, we'd be famous. I'd be honest with you.
Right. Why are you all lying right about me right now?
I'm not lying.
I'm say, Mookie Betts is going to win. He's going to take the Red Sox to another level. Listen, I'm not lying. I'm a Red Sox fan. I've been gone since the beginning of New Mexico.
What?
When did I have to leave? Begin?
No, they did a land deal, and I had to leave.
Prospector sexy Pesci.
I went to San Francisco to get gold.
Was he involved in, like, the Louisiana Purchase?
I was one of the people in the caravans, and a woman had to feed us with breast milk. Did you ever read that book by Steinbeck? Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
That was about sexy Pesci. These lands are not fertile.
Mark, who?
These lands are not suitable for growing crop. You're out of your mind. Where you want to go? Northern California. Prospect. Give me my pots and pans. And my pike.
Your pike.
What, do you want to mess with me? I have two pikes.
I don't have any Prospector music. I wouldn't even know what it was if I had it.
It'd have to be like from
the Price is Right thing, the climbers.
That's Germany. Come on, what are you doing?
I have on a trench coat and two pikes.
Oregon Trail music.
Oregon Trail. I wish I had that.
I have dysentery. Don't worry about it.
No Foggy Mountain breakdown for this.
I guess I don't know.
You out of your mind with this land bill? There's nothing here but desert.
Dysentery.
I have dysentery. From many Dr. McGillicuddy's home remedies.
And I've been gone since the beginning of New Mexico again. I will tell you right now.
This guy wants to talk about sports.
Yeah, he wants to talk about sports. And I'm going to say New Mexico will win. What are you talking about?
When White Ugats are they going to win? Come
what
on.
Are you trying to get me out of? I'm going to tell you right now, New Mexico got the best defense. They got the best offense.
God the save Patriots. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, please.
No.
God save the Commonwealth.
No, you're bugging. The Patriots have the best offense, and they have the best defense of
hold
New Mexico.
On, hold on.
I'm not Jalaman on a tongue gold.
What jersey are you wearing?
Kid, I wear a Pebble Bond.
I love whatever. If you are going to play
Pebble Bond, my daughter.
Is Andrew's daughter Pebble Bond?
No, Pebbles.
Pebbles Bond. Yes, because he's still. Yes. It's Jim Sexy Pesci.
I'm going back and forth from time periods.
You're a prospect of Super Pesci, whatever.
Yeah, right. I got Pebbles jersey on, is what I said.
Yes, Pebbles on, yes.
Get away from Bam Bam. Okay. I'll kill you, Bam Bam.
You've been wearing it since New Mexico. Before New Mexico.
Before New Mexico.
If you are going to play against...
This ain't the Olympics. It's he wants to hear about the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Bruins.
Yes, the Patriots against the Falcons is military.
Kid,
what
this guy's about
understand?
To get famous about what we're doing right
I'm
now.
I'm not saying he ain't. He's going to get famous.
Listen, I'm trying to get big, seriously.
Yeah.
My friends have won... What's that huge thing? DraftKings?
Yeah.
My friends have... Yeah, cough my shoulder.
What the hell? Is that a real noise?
That's a real cough.
Yeah, coughing my shoulder a little bit.
Coughing my shoulder a little bit more.
DraftKings?
Yeah.
My friends have...
DraftKings.
Friends have...
That's actually the brontosaurus.
That's what I was about to say. Uh-oh. Time to get some crude tools.
Friends have... Yeah, coughing my shoulder a little bit more, buddy. My friends have won DraftKings. All I know is I'm from Medford. My name's Sexy Pesci on Instagram. You can follow me. I'm trying to get big. I've been in videos with Fatboy SSC. I've been with Supreme Patty. I've been with Kush Poppy. I've been with P.O. I've been with everybody on Instagram. And I'm trying to get big. So let me get my name out there.
All right, so if you could say anything to the Boston Red Sox, what would it be?
David Ortiz. If you had it,
stop that again.
Say it again.
If you could say anything to the Boston Red Sox, what would it be?
David Ortiz. If you had a bat, I'd blow it.
Mookie Betts.
Okay.
If you had a bat, I'd blow it. Is that what he said?
I'd ball it.
I don't know what he said.
But I'd ball it.
I don't know what he said.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
All right, Jerry Thornton's going to join us. Talked to Kyle Van Noy about some things Felgren Bass said about him. And
I've been gone since the beginning of New Mexico. And I've been gone since the beginning of New Mexico again.
That Kyle Van Noy didn't particularly like. We will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old. You know what that's been since? 2008 years old.
Toucher and Rich.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, 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 quick. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker.
985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And there is a controversy surrounding the afternoon show, which shows you when they speak, people tend to listen. It is Felger and Maz, and they were talking about Kyle Van Noy, ex-Detroit Lion, and this is what they had to say a couple days ago.
I hate to say it because I think the guy's been wildly overrated here the last 2 years, but he's improved.
Well, I thought he used to suck. He's
elevated from suck, in my opinion, to serviceable. Yeah, he's decent.
I think he's sort of is what he is. I think he's a serviceable player. I don't think that he's a star, but I never really understood, you know, your sort
I don't
of
like
Kostowski
him.
Like
last year he sucked, please, and he sucked worse the year before. It was degrees of suck. To me, it's personal. I've never met him, but every time I hear him open his mouth, I'm like, you are a tool. You are an ass. But every time I hear him talk, I'm like, where did that attitude come from? You suck, and you can't. And if it wasn't for this team, you'd be covering punts in Detroit. You suck. Well, where do you get that attitude from?
They could have used someone covering punts the other night in Detroit.
But God, so
they had trouble with that element.
For me, I just don't like the guy.
Okay, so after that aired, our friend Jerry Thornton, who writes for Barstool Sports, also has that book that he just wrote, Five Rings.
By the way, if Kyle Van Noy was in Detroit, he was an absolute non-factor there. So he is right. If he was still in Detroit, he would not have this role.
So Jerry Thornton wrote this thing for Barstool Sports, and it's very funny the way Jerry Thornton writes. And he first proclaims that, you know, he likes Felger and Mazz, but he wrote a criticism of it. And since then, this comment got to Kyle Van Noy. Now, the one thing I'm not sure about, I want to read Kyle Van Noy's response before we get Jerry on. I'm not sure if it was Jerry presented to, but we'll ask him in just a second. But Van Noy responded to the comments and said, me, honestly, I don't care if anybody ever says I'm a bad player because everyone's entitled to their opinion. But once you come at my character, that's what I got an issue with, especially when I've never met you. Because it's like, I know those guys wouldn't say that to my face because they wouldn't like what be coming for them type of deal. It's just, people don't like you, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. But since those guys are on a national, more importantly, in the Boston area, you would think they would want to be more appreciative of the guys that play football for the Patriots instead of being negative. I'm going to extend an invitation for them to come to my fundraiser coming up and see what I'm really about. So he said he's not bothered by the criticism of his play because that's okay. I don't care. I've been dealing with that since I've been young, and that's all right. I've learned to accept that. I've just got a problem with you coming at my character, especially when you've never talked to me. I feel like any of you guys have been able to come over, and I haven't been rude or anything like that. It was kind of disappointing. I will say this. When I got to interview Kyle Van Noy at the Super Bowl, he was great. Like, he couldn't have been, like, a nicer guy. He was kind of busting balls on somebody, too, which I thought was pretty funny. I forget what the topic of conversation was, but I remember leaving it going, all right, Van Noy gets it.
One thing that I don't like is that you should be more appreciative of the players.
Well, that's
around here.
That was a little strange. Yeah, that part was
like,
a little,
no.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be, right?
No, I don't have to do anything.
There's no like obligation.
And by the way, if I say something on the air, it's obvious like all of you could kick my ass. like that's not the issue. The issue is if I don't like something about you personally. Now, there is a fantasy of people, myself included, that sometimes when people say something about you, I have a couple people in mind that you could beat the living hell out of them.
Right.
But unfortunately, that is not the world we live in. Jerry Thornton from Barstool Sports, author of Five Rings, the Super Bowl History of the New England Patriots. Mr. Thornton, hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I spend a disproportionate and probably self-destructive amount of time following the Patriots. I never picked up on the vibe that the most controversial, polarizing and divisive figure in that locker room is somehow Kyle Van Noy. Apparently, he's the Mormon Alex Jones in helmeted shoulder pads. I had no idea.
So, all right, if you put yourself in Felger's mind, like, I understand that Van Noy is not an all-pro caliber play, but if you put yourself in is there literally anything that you've heard the man say that would make you think that he's, like, worth calling out as being a dick?
Not at all. Like, as I watched that, and that's why I blocked it, it's because to me it was just so bizarre. Like, okay, I get if, let's say, someone doesn't like Rob Gronkowski. I would disagree with you, but I see where you're coming from. He's made some missteps that bizarro press conference where he's wearing a motocross helmet and going, vroom, vroom. Okay, I can get that. What is the beef with Van Noy? Okay, if you don't think he's that much of a player, I disagree. I think he plays a nice role, but it's not like they used a top 10 draft pick to get him. You know, I think he was a second rounder in Detroit, Fred. Is that right? I want to say he was like a mid-second rounder.
Yes.
Okay, didn't pan out. The Patriots pick him up here. He has panned out to the point where he's been here for two seasons. They've gone to two Super Bowls and won one of them. So apparently, you know, if he's the worst player in the history of the world, that, again, has eluded me because he's been, by all measures, successful in a team concept. And yet, those guys just spit pure hatred, fire hatred at this guy, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay, Jerry, so I saw you tweeting about this last night, and a lot of the responses that you get is that, you know, this is all of the Boston media who, and it's a massive problem in this city.
Massive problem. It's right up there with poverty and everything else. If only we could crack the code of Boston.
To Patriots fans, it is a massive problem. It's basically the biggest problem in their mind. But is this something you agree with these people who are tweeting you, that there is a massive problem in this city of the too much negativity in Boston sports media?
Okay, it's not a massive problem so long as people fire back at it. But again, this is not the Detroit Lions. This is a successful franchise, wildly successful, impossibly successful in an era where you're not supposed to be this good this long. And yet, if you look at the Boston media, and like you mentioned that I wrote, Rich, I like Felger and Nats. They've done a lot for me. I'm not an ingrate, but it's important for myself, for Barstool, for Pat fans to fire back at this, because these guys are still operating under the same, the same methods, the same attitude that they had back in, like, say, 1996, when this was Loserville, and, you know, we had Rick Pitino, and everybody hated, you know, every Red Sox player that didn't deliver a championship or whatever. That's not that era. We don't live that anymore, and yet you see these guys, and Shaughnessy is sort of the patron saint of this, who are still acting like everything is terrible. Nobody in this town knows how to manage what they're doing the way these guys would. And you can see, too, that Felger admitted in his own words, it's personal with him.
Yeah,
but
the thing is, Jerry, is that you know, someone would argue that it's working. I mean, Shaughnessy the amount of time he's worked for the Globe
is sold a lot of books.
Yeah, he's sold a ton of books. You know, obviously Felger and Maz do extremely well, and yet all these people say you suck, I don't want to hear it. Yet people continue to tune in and buy the paper, or at least read the paper online.
Why? Hey, wait, real quick. Okay, go ahead.
And in a way, with Mike and Tony, it's genius. Believe me, I was on opposite those guys for 2 years. We were in the number two rated show in all of New England. Those guys were the Death Star of ratings, and I respect it. And in a way, I appreciate it, because it gives guys like myself a chance to have some of the fire back at. Imagine if we had all the success, plus nobody hated this team. Imagine if they were the San Antonio Spurs of football, how boring that would be. But as long as they're going to clap at the success, I'm going to clap right back, and that way everybody wins.
Okay, am I the only one who's never heard Calvin Noy talk? As a fan
Well, we've played on the show, because I interviewed him at the Super Bowl. It was like a minute and a half. It's one
all
of
right,
those things.
So I don't remember interviewing.
But you're
Calvin
right. I mean,
Noy.
He's not a guy that gets a ton of FaceTime. I don't know there's enough.
Oh, is he on Weekly with Zoe and Bertrand? Oh, my bad.
Fred, I was going to say, not to make it awkward for you guys, but he's a regular guest on the show that's on after you.
Hey, don't make fun of my cat.
What I know about Kyle Van Noy is pretty much limited to going on Getty Images. They have one of those accounts of Barstool, and the pictures are all of him either playing football or volunteering at the Children's Hospital. More importantly, his wife's Instagram. If you're not following his wife's Instagram, I feel sad for your pathetic, empty life, because she is a former Miss Utah, and she is a 9.5. If whatever he's doing in his life, if he's a tool or an ass like Felger says he is, he's doing it right.
Is he one of those guys that, like, married her in college?
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In Utah, that happens.
As a matter of fact, they were. I watched an old video of them in doing this blog, and they were engaged while he was eligible for the draft. So that's about the timeline on there. And holy smoke, she will melt your phone.
Jerry.
Jerry's taking the opposite tact.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going very positive.
He's going all in, man.
What do you think Kyle Van Noy is going to say if somebody takes that comment and brings it to him?
You got
to
be happy with it.
He's got to be very impressed.
I was watching this video of you earlier.
I said his wife is attractive. I think he's going to sit there and say, well, he's 100% objective.
Well, it backfired on Musburger, so just watch out.
It really killed his career.
To be clear, she is a beauty pageant contestant. So, I mean, she's someone who has said,
Jerry, you're allowed.
I would like to be judged on my looks, which is fine. She's also, I'm sure,
a very nice person.
Jerry,
children like the rest of us.
I refuse to believe we live in a society where you cannot call someone attractive without blowback. I refuse to believe that. By complimenting you, this isn't, you know, your secretary. This is a woman that's married to a famous person. I believe you're allowed to call someone attractive. I would not worry about
that. I will take whatever blowback comes from that, and I would recommend anyone just take a look. And I found out since this all happened that Kyle Van Noy is a big stoolie. So there you go. If I felt good about him before, which I did, I think he's a good player. When he was out last year for 3 weeks, they gave up just over 22 points a game. The three previous games, they gave up 9 points a game. So, okay, is that all because of Kyle Van Noy? No, but he's certainly a factor. And if the numbers were the opposite, Tony would be saying, see, told you sucks. Well, I disagree.
All right. Jerry Thornton, as always, the voice of the Patriot fan. And you can get his book, Five Rings, the Super Bowl History of the New England Patriots, plus all his work at Barstool Sports, very successful. Thank you for the time, sir. And I'm sorry, I had no idea our midday show interviews Kyle Van Noy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. I hope we get to talk soon.
All right, appreciate it. There you go. Jerry Thornton.
Stirring
the pot.
I just love, right, of all the players that you can say, oh, it's just that guy just drives me insane. Kyle Van Noy.
I don't know. I've never heard him speak.
Very bizarre.
Like, how many times has he had a podium?
Certainly not at the Super Bowl.
No, not at the Super Bowl. No,
not either one.
I know what you're saying. It's always got to be locker room stuff.
Well, no, I'm talking right. But I'm putting it in perspective of how popular the guy is.
He's not among the 10 most popular Patriots players.
And there's not like a scuffle around or whatever you call it around his locker.
Sure.
All right. Well, listen, I can't recall. Well, I guess he's been on our show before.
Well,
but
that was just that quick interview that I did with him.
I can't recall that in... Nor was I. How many weeks has he been on the midday show? Or was he on last year too? So I look like a big prick.
Let me look into that for you.
Because my excuse
was times so far. This
season. My excuse will be it's two times.
Oh, well, to that and I say, Fred,
you are a dick.
I just have dick tendencies.
You have dick tendencies.
All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Tucker and Rich, 5 Sports Hub.